Hi, this is a subarctic beekeeper, one of the many. It is late March. A few days ago, our temperatures late in the day were in the 60s if you were in the direct sun. At night, it was freezing. Well, today, right now, about 6 p.m., the temperature is 38 degrees Fahrenheit. Very disappointing. We even had some more snow. So this kind of thing going on is not uncommon for our environment. I don't know if it's like this anywhere else, but when our spring comes in, it comes in cold. It leaves our bees extremely vulnerable, and it leaves a lot of beekeepers very confused as to what to do with their bees right now. If they've made it through the winter, that's excellent, but now what do you do? There's no pollen or nectar in the environment, and the temperature is too cold for them to fly. Along with that, the bees have eaten all the stores. So all that drawn comb full of wonderful 2-to-1 sugar syrup mixture put up to mimic honey is gone. So there's lots of dead air space in the hives. And the colony is much smaller because the summer bees have died off. It's much more difficult for the queen to be kept warm. And if she's not kept warm, she's not going to lay. And the colony is going to shrink and die. So what do you do? If you've wintered your bees outdoors, the bees can get out at any time when the outside temperature is warm enough for them to do a cleansing flight. And if you're lucky, they can get back in. What I do is I sprinkle wood ash in front of the hives, then they can find their way back in. And if they happen to land, they land on something other than freezing cold snow and ice. That doesn't solve the problem of the hive having a whole lot of dead air space in a small colony. So these bees are hungry and they're dehydrated. I winter my bees in my bee barn so I'm able to observe them throughout the winter. What I do in the spring, and I did this a week or so ago, is I take clean hives into my bee barn and I transfer the colonies into those clean hives with full frames that were put up by my bees last fall. Inevitably, every summer, I've got some hives that are super producers. And when I'm feeding them the 2-to-1 sugar syrup and they're putting away stores for winter, I will end up with another 30 extra frames of stores. I will put this in the hives first thing in the spring when I transfer the bees from the hive they wintered in into the hive they're going to stay in through spring and summer. This solves the problem of the lack of insulation and the lack of emergency stores. Still, the colony is small, so we've got to get that queen warm, and we need to encourage her to lay, right? So the stores, since they're 2-to-1 sugar syrup, that doesn't encourage the queen to lay. We need a 1-to-1 sugar syrup mixture that mimics nectar to get her to lay. So I take my bees in the clean hives with full stores, except for a frame or two in the middle, so she has room to lay, put them in the hive pod, and I put a top feeder on top with sugar syrup. I also add a pollen patty. Bees ingest pollen patties. They don't take that pollen patty and break it up and pack it away for bee bread to feed the new bees. This is another vulnerability for our bees here. So not only do we have dead air space, we have a cold queen who's not laying. And if we have any brood and they do hatch, if it's warm enough, what are they going to eat? I will put a container full of dry pollen right in front of my hives. So what it comes out to is the bees have full frames of stores for emergency feed. They've got access to sugar syrup. They've got a pollen patty inside. And right in front of the hive, they have access to dry pollen. And they will take the dry pollen back into the hives and pack it for bee bread. The hives are still cold at this point. I put my hives into what I call my hive pod. It's something I built. It's almost like a transitionary space between the bee barn and outside. And I heat it. It faces the sun, so when it's got direct sun on it, the temperature gets quite warm. Even when it doesn't, I've got battery pad heaters underneath the hives, actually underneath tiles that the hives are resting on, so the heat is dispersed. This way the floor of that hive pod is warm. I just checked the temperature at 66 degrees in the hive pod right now. I can feel the warmth on the tiles, and it doesn't feel cold in there at all. So the inside of the hive pod is warm. The inside of the hives are warm. The queen is warm and her colony is warm. If there's any brood that's been laid, it can hatch. The queen can start laying, and we can just buckle down until our spring actually does come. If your bees have made it through the winter, outstanding. That's great. know that this part of the season, this end of the winter, beginning of the spring part of the year, needs to be prepared for months ahead of time, or you'll end up with a dead colony, which can be really frustrating after all the effort you put through to help your colony over winter. I hope that helps with some information. If not, keep researching and think about what the bees need and how to meet those needs in order for them to survive. Take care of yourself. Take care of your bees. Keep rooting for Ukraine. This podcast is copyrighted and all rights reserved. Talk to you later.